Grammar Girl here. Today, guest writer Bonnie Trenga is going to help us talk about me and I and how to order them in a sentence if you're using other pronouns or nouns to make a compound object or subject. It all started with a call from a listener who'd been participating in a lively argument on a New Jersey newspaper site. She was quite adamant in her view that the phrase between me and you is correct and that between you and me is not. She suggested that we look it up in Strunk and White, so we did. But first, this episode of Grammar Girl is sponsored by GoToMeeting. In today's world, customers and coworkers are often spread across the country or even around the globe. With GoToMeeting, you can quickly and affordably get people together for an online meeting at a moment's notice. Everyone attending simply logs on to GoToMeeting and they see whatever's on your desktop. Voice over IP and phone conferencing come with the package. All of this is only $49 per month, but as a Grammar Girl listener, you can try it free for 45 days. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast and sign up for a free trial. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free trial. And now Bonnie's answer. She says, I graduated from Cornell University, where The Elements of Style by Strunk and White is so popular that it's almost reverently laid on your freshman dorm pillow, like a chocolate mint. Nevertheless, I'd somehow neither read it nor owned a copy of it. E.B. White, Strunk's co-author, was a Cornell alum, too, so I felt he'd be disappointed in me if I didn't set this straight. So I went out and purchased a copy of the revered text, just so everyone, especially those in New Jersey, would know what's what. I looked up pronouns in the index and was led to page 12, where it clearly indicates that between you and me is correct. Strunk and White's example to illustrate this point is, let's talk it over between us then, you and me. Good idea, let's talk it over between you and me. Other grammarians concur that you put yourself last when I or me is part of a compound subject or object. I suppose it's just the polite thing to do. Me first is a bad attitude in life, and so it is in grammar too. The pronouns that you can use as subjects are I, you, he, she, it, they, and we. If you're using one noun or pronoun by itself, then you have no problem. But if you want to use two at a time, that's called a compound subject, and you might have a question. Just remember your manners and put I last, because according to the American Heritage Guide to Contemporary Usage and Style, all pronouns except I normally come before the noun in these compound subjects. So it would be correct to say she and Bob climbed the steps, or Bob and I climbed the steps. You would never say I and Bob climbed the steps, because you wouldn't put yourself first. If you're using two pronouns in a compound subject, there doesn't seem to be a rule about the order, except that I needs to be last. You'd have to say, she and I went shopping, not I and she went shopping. It would sound a bit odd, but I suppose you could say they and she went shopping, or she and they went shopping. It works the same way with pronouns you use as objects. These are me, you, him, her, it, them, and us. It's me last, not first in a compound. So it would be correct to say these sentences, taken from the Grammar Desk reference. He invited Jody and me. Larry will be calling her and me tomorrow. She gave him and me some advice. Now when we consider the between me and you, or between you and me question, we know that between you and me has to be right. The pronouns me and you are parts of a compound object of the preposition between, and we've learned that me is an underachiever and has to go last. So far I've only read page 12 of The Elements of Style. And between you and me, I should have read it 20 years ago. I'll just blame it on the professors I had, since none of them made it required reading. I'd better read it thoroughly, though, so I can accurately quote it when the next grammar debate ensues. Thanks again to our sponsor this week, GoToMeeting. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast and sign up for a free 45-day trial of their online conferencing service. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free 45-day trial. This podcast was written by Bonnie Trenga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of the paperback book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Finally, do you want to get Grammar Girl and other great shows from Quick and Dirty Tips streamed to your iPhone? If so, download Stitcher free today at stitcher.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.